Third, this takedown resulted in criminal charges against 74 defendants, including medical professionals who fueled America's deadly opioid crisis for personal profit. These are not isolated instances of poor judgment. These are calculated schemes designed to exploit Americans struggling with addiction while enriching the very people who were duty-bound to help them heal. We charged pill mill operators who prescribed unnecessary opioids. We dismantled networks of corrupt pharmacies that existed solely to distribute drugs to addicts and dealers, feeding the addiction crisis that has devastated so many American communities. This is not healthcare. It is a staggering breach of trust. And under my leadership, the criminal division will prosecute these criminals as aggressively as we would any drug dealer, because that's exactly what they are. Fourth, many of the defendants charged as part of this takedown specifically targeted our most vulnerable citizens, elderly Americans in nursing homes, individuals with disabilities, those battling serious illnesses, and more. For example, our prosecutors charged 7 defendants, including 5 medical professionals, in connection with approximately $1 billion in fraudulent claims to Medicare and other healthcare benefit programs for performing medically unnecessary skin grafts on dying patients as they were seeking to spend their final days with dignity and peace. That conduct is exactly as callous and disturbing as it sounds. Patients and their families trusted these providers with their lives. Instead of receiving care, they became victims of elaborate criminal schemes.